I want to ask you one question for people that maybe didn't hear the first part of this interview. You described yourself as a liberservative, which is a word that, or a conservatarian, whichever, which, because you have more libertarian ideas about certain social issues. What is your stance on abortion, to be clear? Do you, are you, where are you, what are you in favor of? What are you against? Just clarify the whole thing for me.
I'm pro-life, you know, and I, you know, with the exception of life of the mother, rape and incest. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, these are issues that ought to be resolved at the state level. I'd like to keep the federal government out of it because I believe that these decisions, one, aren't mentioned in the Constitution, but two, are best left to the states and the people thereof under the 10th Amendment. And so when it comes to a lot of these issues, it doesn't mean that I don't care about them. I do. It's just that I prefer that they be handled and resolved at the state and local level, Mandy.
So how do you feel about the personhood amendments that seem to make it on the ballot every single time here in Colorado?
I'm not a supporter of the personhood amendment.
Why?
Well, I just don't. I think that personally for me, you know, I just believe there are other ways of addressing and protecting life. I am definitely pro-life and believe we have to take steps to protect life and provide alternatives to abortion so that those who are making these decisions know that there are other ways of handling this. And so for me, I think the personhood amendment is just a step too far.
And what about... wait, hang on. One more sec. What? I can't believe I just forgot the last question I was going to ask you. Pot here in Colorado. Yeah. What are your thoughts? Obviously, as a U.S. senator, this is not your problem. But what we're seeing with Colorado's burgeoning pot industry is that they're now butting heads with federal government's prohibition on marijuana. Would you support a step down in the categorization of marijuana? What do you think about Amendment 64?
You know, whether you're for it or against it, whether you think it was a bad decision by Colorado or a good decision, the reality is, as my mom once told me, Colorado made a decision. And as a candidate for United States Senate, my job is to fight for Colorado and Washington. And so Colorado has spoken on this issue. And so I would like to do my part to get Washington out of the way and to ensure that every legal business in the state of Colorado is treated fairly and equally under the law. And so that does mean I would support the declassification of cannabis and also push to try to reform the 280E IRS tax code that is currently causing a lot of problems for that industry. And I think that's important because the people here have spoken and we need to make sure our businesses are treated fairly.